Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So what if everything was easier than you think it is? What if, not saying you are, but what if you were overthinking things and putting too much thought into things and wondering and pondering it too much? What if it could be easier? Well, it can be, but you need a mindset shift. We can take any obstacle that is in your way, turn it into an opportunity if you think about it right. I know you can do it because you do it all the time, but today we're going to make it even easier, okay? Is that cool? Awesome. Let's do this thing. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. Since way back in 2006, I had this crazy idea. Podcasting was invented. I said, hey, let's do a podcast. And I'm a podcast dinosaur. I'm still not extinct. Close to it, I think. There were like 5,000 podcasts when we started so long ago. Now there's like 4 million of them. But the simple premise is this. What if there was somebody every single day who just had a very simple message, and the message was stand up, take a step, and repeat. The life begins when you move, and I know life's going to get in the way. And as long as you can somehow get out of bed and still believe in yourself and believe in what your life is supposed to be and be willing to make change and just go after it no matter what happens, as long as you could do that, you get what you want. What if there's a place you could do that? That's what we've done for the past 16 years now. Man, it's been a fun ride too. And you've been with me a lot of the way. Thank you for that. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Big show today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. You know, having been around so long, a lot of people will connect with me about getting things done, getting what they want in life. And they'll connect with me like, say, 8 or 10 years ago. And they'll come in for a couple of years, then disappear for a year or two, and come in for a couple of years and disappear. And eventually, they'll reach out to me with an email. And they say, hey, Scott, so what's up? I said, not much. Same thing. Kind of doing the same thing again and again. I've been gone for a while. I thought you'd be doing something different by now. No, I figure out what works. Find a way to do it, and then just keep doing it. It's kind of what I do. I talk about that every single day. So what have you been doing? Well, I got a little bit off track. I mean, listen to you for a while. Things go really well. Then I tried this. That didn't work. Tried this. 10 more things happened. I thought I'd come back and give it a shot and see. Well, what's new, Scott? What are you doing? I said, same thing. That's pretty much it. That's kind of it. I'd be a little bit sarcastic about it, but you know, that's kind of the deal with life these days. And life is crazy. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. There's the news and the TV and everything, and everybody's screaming agendas all over the place. Influencers everywhere you go. Oh, my God. It's hard to keep your mind straight, isn't it? So let me start today's show by simply saying this. You're overthinking things. And you shouldn't have to think so much. Life should be easier. Now, life is easy. Want my proof? Scott Logic to the rescue here. Here's my proof. Have you looked around? Have you seen the average person on this planet? I love people. I do. But have you seen the average person and how they live? I'm just saying, pay attention to the average person and the complexity of their life. What is it? Get up, go to work, go home, eat, go to bed, right? Not much more there. Drink a beer on the weekends, have some fun, play some softball. Let's do it again. There's not much going on. Most folks are really simple. Now, why is it that way? Because most people couldn't deal with a ton of complexity. And nobody wants to anyway. So don't ever think the simplicity of what life is all about. Most things are really, really simple. In fact, I will go so far as to say, if you really want to get what you want in life, you got to get simpler. and more direct and stop overthinking so much. Your future or your past doesn't really matter that much, does it? Kind of what matters is in the moment today. I know you're thinking about tomorrow and what happened yesterday, and I can't do that. Your possessions, the stuff you have, does it really matter? I have a lot of possessions. I have less today than I had 5 years ago. Because 5 years ago, I realized I had so much stuff, it was a pain in the butt. I said, this is crazy. I got everything I ever wanted. I don't want this anymore. I started selling it. Success. Have all levels of success. Does it really matter? Yes and no. Sometimes it really sucks. Sometimes it's great. Drama. Anybody have any drama? Do you have any drama in your life? I'll tell you what, I don't even have drama in my life, but then it walks into my life. I could be at the gym. I could be at the store. Somebody says something. It just happens. Boom, I'm in their drama right away. Does it matter to me? Mm-mm. In the moment, yeah, it's like, don't like that. Let's get out of here. I don't need that anymore. That's life, right? So what would happen if you really believed that you are in control of all this crazy stuff? Do you believe that you are? Oh, my boss controls me. My wife controls me. My husband, my kids control me. Oh my God, IRS controls me. Uncle Sam controls me. Yeah, I get, well, to some extent, yeah, sure. But ultimately, at the end of the day, do they really control you? Yes or no? No, you can do whatever you want to do. Consequences? Mm-hmm. All bad ones? Not necessarily. Who's really in control of you? You. You're the one breathing. In and out. You're doing that. Nobody's helping you do that, right? So no matter what we run into, no matter what you're thinking about the future or the past, how complex you want to make things, how much you want to worry about it, how much sleep you want to lose, how much Xanax you want to take, and there's a lot of that going around, no matter how much stuff you have and want more stuff or want less stuff, no matter how much success you could ever dream of or dreamed of somebody else having, or even the drama in your life, whatever it happens to be, does it even matter? No, it doesn't matter because you're in control. You believe you're in control? If you do believe you're in control, you are starting to think like a Stoic philosopher. Stoicism's really popular on the internet these days. You know why? Because it's always been popular. Because when you look at the bozo, bizarro, upside-down world we live in today and some of the common sense that is marketed as common sense, and you know it's not, and yet they're saying, yeah, it is. You say, no, the sky's not green. The sky's blue. No, the sky's green. You have no choice but to go back to basics. And that's called Stoic philosophy and Scott logic. So what does it come down to? Well, here's what it comes down to. It comes down to paring down your life and simplifying. So think about it for a second. Paring things down and simplifying. You know, the point where you're like, okay, it's cool. I got up this morning and I can't think of what I'm going to do today. I actually have had quite a few months like that now. I'm like, oh, wait a second. I need to find more to do because I don't have much to do. Can't think, honey, what are we going to do today? I don't know. We've simplified our life. Something I've fought to do for a lot of years, and I've been good and bad, but I'm really good at it right now. Stoicism, folks like me and like you, I know, you eliminate unproductive traits that define the majority of the population. I call them the 80 percenters. Frankly, it's probably the 95 percenters. I don't judge in any way. I just observe, and what I notice is that 95% of the people that I notice are doing unproductive things. Now you can, unproductive, I mean, sitting on the bank of a lake feeding a duck is not unproductive. I guess you're feeding a duck, but it's got its place, doesn't it? But you know what I mean? There's just so much that's filling your days and your time. So if you just look at the population and say, okay, I'm not going to do what 95% of the folks are doing, that's a win right there. So one of the most common is by what the Stoics would say, turning obstacles upside down and creating opportunities and seeing them as a teachable moment. And this is something that's very hard to do. And you may not be there right now, and you may be naturally wired. I'm naturally wired this way. You can't, and I think you could tell by what I do. I'm just wired. You can knock me down. You can surprise me. You can knock me off my balance a little bit. You can say something. You could do something. I'm surprised like anybody else when things happen because I just never expect it. But you can't hold me there. Because when I see an obstacle, I start saying, okay, can I turn this upside down? Can I go around it? Can I go over it? Can I blow it up? What can I do to turn this into an opportunity? What can I do? And to be very honest, oftentimes I will say, do I need to even turn it into an opportunity? And it's funny, if I judge that I don't need the opportunity, was it ever an obstacle? That's a big one. That's some Scott logic right there. Yeah, I can't get what I want. But you don't really want what you want. How bad do you want it? Scott logic. So sometimes you turn an obstacle upside down. Something bad happens to you. Somebody looks at you. Somebody says something. The bills don't get paid. You lose your job. Whatever happens. Somebody breaks. Your air conditioner breaks on a 95-degree day here in the Daytona Beach area in July. Can you turn that into an obstacle, that obstacle upside down into an opportunity? Yeah, you sure can. Can you make it a teachable moment? Yeah, you sure can. But do you have the mindset to do that? Do you have the mindset to, no matter what gets in your way, once you get your balance again, once you stand up again from being knocked down, once you're not surprised and shocked anymore, and God, we all get that way, do you have that mindset to say, okay, there's an opportunity here somewhere. Let me see if I can just flip this thing upside down and go find it, step around it, get somebody to help you over it, grab a stick of dynamite and blow it up, go right through it. Is there an opportunity somewhere that I want to go? Is there something I can learn in this moment? Because if you learn, you haven't failed, have you? Can I do that? If you can do that every single day, you can get whatever you want in life every single day. In fact, I go so far as to say you're already getting what you want, because you're now living with a different mindset, a mindset that is going to free you and make you feel pretty excited about getting out of bed every single day. Marcus Aurelius said it this way. He was a Stoic dude. Hang on, let me push the button. The music didn't play. Wait! Okay. It's all live. Every button pushed as we go. So what was Marcus Aurelius saying? Well, something like this. He said, the impediment to action advances action. In other words, what stands in your way becomes your way. So as you go through your day today, in business, school, and life, and relationships, and you run into something that's standing in front of you, is there a way that can actually become how you get what you want? I know. I told you it was a mindset. It's built into me. It's built into a lot of people. It'll be built into you if you start paying attention to it. My guess is it is at some level anyway. But work on it today and see if you can do something with that, and see if you can, you know, get life cranking really in exactly the direction you wanted to go. All right? I'm going to get out of here. I got stuff to do. What? Oh, the motorcycle. I didn't ride it all weekend. Got to ride it today.